So most Texans still aren't optimistic about the future of the country, according to a new poll from the University of Texas and the Texas Tribune. But a deep partisan divide underlies the information. You see, 58% of the respondents in the survey said U.S. America is on the wrong track, compared with 31% who said it's okay. Meanwhile, 43% said the state is headed in the right direction. 34% said it's not. Amazingly enough, it's Republicans who are more likely to think U.S. America is headed on the wrong track, but the state of Texas is on the right track. Flip-flop that, and you mostly got Democrats. So.
Well, that's because it seems like everything's trying to make this become a socialist country.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who think that we need to be that, though, Kat, that government Since needs to help us. We've all stubbed our toe and we need help.
When has socialism worked?
Well, that now that
if people, details, details,
right.
Details.
The whole reason I have a job is because people are terrible and do terrible things, and that's why we have news.
Well,
and so if people were great, socialism would work, but they're not. So it won't.
You're clouding the argument with facts again. Just stop it. No reason for that.
Okay.
You have to understand the purpose of government is to allow us to make bad decisions.
And then blame someone?
And then get bailed out.
Oh.
I made a mistake. Please come help me out.
I see.
I didn't leave Atlantic City when I was told to. Please come get me. Oh, I didn't pay my bills and my power got shut off. Please turn my lights back on. Oh, I didn't do what I was supposed to and now I'm a father to child. Would you take care of the child for me? Because I don't want to do that. I mean, how far you want to go? Just, we make mistakes. Want the government to fix it.
What was it, Top Gun? Where the line, the government regrets to inform you that your sons are dead because they were stupid.
Yeah, yeah. The Labor Department caused a brief uproar yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you heard about this. It was there and then it's gone just that fast because it was one of those, what were we thinking? But the Labor Department had suggested that they might delay the release of the Friday jobs report for October because of the hurricane. I mean, what the hell? I mean, it's a terrible storm and all that, but the Labor Department needs to go ahead and release the numbers. Well, they changed their tune, obviously, because there was a bit of an uproar over that. So they issued a statement saying they are, quote, working hard. Wait a minute. It's the federal government. But anyway, working hard to ensure a timely release of the report. It is our intention that Friday will be business as usual. So, we'll see.
Wow.
We can't put the numbers out because there was a hurricane again.
On the, second to last day of the month.
Yeah. Anyway. Still more information slowly emerging from last month's deadly attack in Libya that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. New York Times now reports that the months leading up to the attack, the White House had received intelligence reports that Islamic extremist groups were operating training camps in the mountains near Benghazi. Some of the fighters were al-Qaeda leaning. However, there's no specific warnings given, so they just said,
never mind.
Just toss that in the trash. We don't need that. Yeah. So that's the New York Times reporting that. Okay, so now, news conference yesterday, the president discussing the severity of the hurricane. At the end of the conference, he has a reporter ask him a question about the impact the storm might have on the election. And Obama said, I'm not worried at this point about the impact on the election. I'm worried about the impact on families. The election will take care of itself next week, which is the right answer. So, of course, then they start looking at who is going to gain and who is going to lose because of the hurricane. So, y'all, any thoughts on that? Because, I mean, they're coming from every direction. Any thinking? Because here's the deal. This is a great opportunity for Obama to look and act presidential.
Correct.
I mean, the country, this is where government is supposed to help, whether it's the state level, county level, national level. You know, obviously the severity and the scope of it has to do with who's going to do what. But this is a great opportunity for him to look presidential. But Slate magazine points to a study that shows the public tends to punish the incumbent for so-called acts of God. What is that about? How can you blame Obama for the hurricane?
Well, the same way they blame Bush upon Katrina.
Yeah, for the same reason that it's the government's job to bail us out.
Yeah, so there, blame him because the hurricane hit where it did. Now, in fact, it could wreak some havoc on the polling data as we get done.
Yeah, because they're not going to be able to find anybody.
Yeah, because it's, you know, here's the deal. Here's the dark secret. They probably already know who's going to win the election. The internal polling has already told them who's going to win. So the Obama people know if they're going to win or not, and the Romney people know whether they're going to win or not. But, you know, they play it out for the last 4 or 5 days, just so you know. The deal is you lose this. See, what's supposed to happen when something bad goes on, then you're supposed to kind of take a breather, okay? Take 2 or 3 days to catch your breath, and then you have an opportunity to go out and bash your opponent because of this thing that happened. Well, they don't have any time for that.
Right.
I mean, they got to turn right around and start pointing fingers right away. And so, of course, they did. And again, it's easier for the Romney camp to be able to do that because you've got an incumbent. And, you know, what they are just praying is that nothing screws up, that nothing goes bad, nothing looks bad.
Well, you know, there's already been, you know, somebody equating this to, you know, Obama saying, okay, well, you know, I have to be presidential now.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't have to be presidential when everything went down in Benghazi because he went to Las Vegas on
a
fundraiser.
Exactly. I mean, that's the deal, is they already proved out less than a month ago that they really didn't have that part of their act together. So I am guessing that there probably were plenty of very, very pointed conversations yesterday, especially aimed at FEMA. Don't mess this up. Make sure we look good. We don't need another brownie out there, you know. We don't need somebody messing it up and because it could. It could really make a difference from that standpoint. But, I mean, then at the same time, back, I don't know, during the primary, I think in a debate in June, Romney had said that he would like to give FEMA's powers to the state or the private sector. He said the farther that you can pull back, then it's even better. He said if you can go back to the state governments, that's better. And even if you could go back to the private sector, that's even better. That's what he said. Now, to that point, he's basically right. You can go back and look at Katrina and Rita. And you know what? When Walmart got involved with the distribution, it went a heck of a lot better. They were the ones who got the 18-wheelers full of Pop-Tarts there.
True.
Because they've got a distribution network in place.
Yep.
They just had to use
the
lines.
It's better than the federal government.
Well, but it is, and because they do it every day. They got to get that stuff. They got to get the Pop-Tarts from wherever their distribution center is down to Houma, Louisiana, or wherever. I mean, that's what they do for a living. So let them do that. Let the government get out of the way and let the people who really are in private business take care of it. And so what Romney says is true. So now what that would seem to indicate is he's in favor of decentralizing the government. Well, that's going to make people who get goodies from the government unhappy. So, I mean, we won't know for the next few days, obviously, but the fact that this happened right when it did. Oh, and by the way, now there's chat about should they delay the vote. No, they shouldn't.
You know, we talked about that yesterday. Remember, I said I saw that and I was just astounded
just
by it.
Just stalling.
Yeah, and there's more, you know, there's more talking about that. And it's interesting because we got 50 states, and many of the states handle it differently. I mean, yes, you can, in fact, delay it. Sometimes all the governor has to do is sign something, and they can delay the vote. And it could be that they wait for a call from their Secretary of State saying that they can't get this done. Now, yesterday, I think the governor of Virginia spoke up very quickly saying, you know, because they've been hard hit, we're going to go ahead and do the election. We're going to do the voting on time. We'll see.
I'm ready for it to be over. I'm tired of all this trash.
And that's the other thing. See, there are all these commercials that are going to be playing on TV stations that aren't on the air, basically. You know what I'm saying? All those people in the Northeast.
Absolutely right.
You know, people in the Northeast trying to keep their mind and body and soul together. They really don't care about some politician, be he or she Republican or Democrat. They're trying to get their life back.
Yeah.
So all that stuff really has nothing to do with it. The bottom line is actually the presidential electors have to be ready to cast their ballots by December 11th. They have to be ready to meet before the Electoral College convenes. And so they actually have until, excuse me, December 11th. I don't think that's going to happen. But nonetheless, I guess we'll work that out as the storm finishes and we turn around and look at the aftermath of it all. All right, 648.